Okay, Sunday morning, 4:06:25. So I was watching the broadcast this morning. I got to thinking that that Faith, or KPJ Fox, has been chosen to be the apostolic mouthpiece to the Permian Basin, the 17 counties of the Permian Basin. And there's a lot of garbage on the station. We've spoken about the wokeness and stuff, but it's not just that. It's even the Christian programmers. And so I had it that we're to begin to speak that anything that does not line up with apostolic Christianity, those programmers will not stay on KPJ Fox. We need to say all the same thing. That's the point of the letter. That's the reason, you know, Jesus sent the letters to the churches through John. We were to say what he wanted said, not your doctrine, what you think, or what your denomination teaches, or whatever. They need to go. If they won't comply, God will give them time to repent. He'll give them time to comply. But if they don't, they're out. And I'd never looked at it that way before. But he has chosen KPJ Fox to be the apostolic mouthpiece to the Permian Basin. We don't need, it's just like Paul when he confronted Peter, when Peter started going rogue on him, knowing the truth, and getting the brethren off, he corrected him right there in front of everybody. That's what the Lord wants. He wants, we've got to all say the same thing. That's his word. That's his doctrine. Now, I realize some of them need to have their minds renewed, but they at least have to be in a place that they're willing, not dogmatic and just like, this is the way it is, and bless God, it's never going to be any different. No, this is God's word. This is his gospel. He has an interpretation of it, and he doesn't need theirs. He needs everyone on board with saying the same thing. Okay. The title of this is Go Woke, Go Broke. This nation became broken because of woke ideologies. These progressive mindsets are the broad path that leads to destruction. Observe in the Old Testament repeatedly this agenda playing out and bringing destruction. When you go woke, you go broke. Our nation is broken. It is broken in every respect, but thank God the Lord is bringing us back from the cliffs of insanity. How much more insane can you get? Men playing in women's sports, men wearing nursing bras pretending to nurse babies, men pretending they have periods and feminine product machines in men's bathrooms. Is this insanity or what? Satan is insane and so are his agendas. I believe that Texas has abolished same-sex marriage and all woke ideology. Not positive about that, but it's just a matter of time. I've had it to speak that same-sex marriage has been abolished across the nation. The hardest part will be to enforce it. When the new doctrine is laid down in the church, this will help God's doctrine to spread across the union. All right, Genesis 3. This is when it all started. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. The serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. What did she do? She gave up the word of God for a foreign ideology. And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, well, I did that, and the eyes of them both were open. You ever heard them talk about the third eye? You know, is it India? They have the God has a third eye. You hear Christians talk about that, like, you know, they're all messed up in their ideology. Well, I tell you who the third eye is, that's the devil. That's another ideology to try to get men off track. We see it around us. I mean, men actually taking red dye and staining between their legs to make it look like they're having periods. Do you talk about how crazy this is? You're idiots. If you knew how it was to have periods, you'd say, what? I would have messed with that for. See, the devil's crazy, and whatever he spreads crazy. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden. In the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. You can't tell me in their inner selves they have to be ashamed. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? The man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. She was seduced or led astray from God's word and what God's word says, and that is what has happened to our nation. She strayed from what? What did she stray from? What God said. When a nation gets away from God, or from the word, they get away from God. There is no creation involved in this agenda because it is not possible. It is a dead end. All of Satan's agendas are dead ends. It will lead to every person on the earth dead. God clearly laid down that he wanted his man and woman to multiply. Genesis 1, 26 through 28 talks about we're made in his likeness and image. We're made to create just like he created. Nothing that Satan, if you want to know if it's of God or not, if it's got creation ability behind it, you could say that's God. If it doesn't, you know where it comes from. It's a dead end. It's a genocide agenda, and the devil and his crowd has worked overtime to riddle each generation with this evil plot. Without marriage and bearing children, it will not take long for the world's population to die out. We're currently underpopulated, no matter what they tell you. The Georgia Guidestones told us plainly since 1980 that their goal was to wipe out the population to 500 million. Same-sex marriage and abortion are the evil duo. This is the deadliest agenda of them all. The burden falls to us to take this agenda out locally, statewide, and nationwide. The next is the deadly agenda in vaccines. Big Pharma, aka witchcraft. The church is hooked on the potions it provides. No wonder we became so powerless. The devil's bunch have been pushing vaccines and vaccine propagandists for over 200 years. These are the two top enemies of this nation and the nations of the world. Witchcraft and murder. Satan's agenda clearly revealed. Kill, steal, destroy. Unless the Lord steps in, it is destined to rise again. Mark 11, 20. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he had chosen, he has shortened the days. And I tell you why I say that. Because our world has been totally infiltrated right now at this point. They have been working for the last, I'll say, 8 years, cleaning it up, probably longer than that, cleaning out all of this agenda and all the stuff that they've done. But if he doesn't shorten the days, it'll rise again. It has become so big and so widespread that without Father's intervention, it would not be stopped. Throughout Old Testament scripture, we see God's intervention, and it was squelched for a season, and then it would rise again. God is in the weeding out process. I'm going to read the rest of that. This is Matthew 13 that I quoted from, or that was Mark. I'm going to read in Matthew 13. We were talking about the biggest thing was getting rid of same-sex marriage. So that goes along with this agenda. 13, let's go to 24 here. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. See, if it, as long as Satan is not in the pit, as long as he's still running rogue, this will rise again. An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? And he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Now we can locate where we are in time. Verse 30. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. That's where we are. They're binding the tares. Because this is the only way that we will keep from going to extinction if God does not intervene. Verse 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend in them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. That's where I believe we sit. It's so obvious to me. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we will receive a plan to unravel this mess. Infiltration of the gospel is key. Change your mind and change the mindset of an area. None of this will be done by the arm of the flesh, but only by the finger of God. Pray for serious people to join up with us so that we can successfully carry out Father's orders. Okay.